Beautiful. Hey, it's already almost next week, and I got to fill in for Matt Flynn. Thursday and Friday. And
that's
then,
right.
I think Monday through Thursday the following week.
Morning pizza box.
Hey, you know what time
cold?
I got
Is
up
it going to be cold pizza in the morning?
Do you know what time I got up this morning?
What time?
2:45.
Whoa.
Probably fell asleep around 8:30. I'm starting to get into what my cats do, and then they wake up about that time, you know, and they're ready to play. So, anyhow. Ooh, we got calls lined up.
Got some calls, man. Take them.
We're going to CJ. You're on.
Yo, Mike.
Yes.
Hey, how you doing, man?
I know. How are you doing? 79. 79.
Yes, yes, yes.
Guess who I saw the other day?
And?
Joe Keller.
Really?
Yeah, working on a house. He's back in Stoughton, man. So we should we should go over there and I'll bring the steaks.
Well, that sounds like a good time. That sounds like a really good time. Yeah, gosh darn. Well, it's fun to hear you on the radio. I thought you'd be announcing sports.
No, but I'm kind of like, you know, the games are all different now. You ever notice that? I mean, all the rules have changed. It's all about too much money. But, you know, I'm enjoying – look, I'm looking forward to Bucks, Brewers, Packers all winning in the same year, even though I'm not a Brewers fan. You know I'm a Cubs fan, but who could be – look, I'm not a fan of the Cubs owners, so they should have sold them and kept the team. But, yeah, man, good to hear you.
Yeah, you too. I guess it's obvious we don't see eye to eye politically.
But it's all right, man, because I know I'm cool where I'm at. And if you're comfortable where you are, I mean, here's the thing. You and I have been friends for years, right? So when we aren't dealing with the craziness of politics, we do pretty good together. I mean, we work together. We drove together and we had a good time. And I'm trying to figure out how to get back to that again. Because, you know, my politics aren't for me to run for higher office or anything like that. And I'm just as disappointed as with failures from Democrats as you are, right? And I'm appalled by some of the stuff that the Republicans do. And I understand why you take some of your positions. But at the same time, I just, you know, I'm not going to change from where I'm at. I'm like all the way left, man, to save the planet and my grandchildren.
Yeah, that's a beautiful thing. But right now we got to deal with what the cards we've been dealt with. And I wish you'd look through the same prism when you look at this administration and not be bashing Trump still.
Well, no, listen, Trump to me is like, you know, he's the guy that keeps opening his mouth, right? And I'll tell you this, you know, most people that know me, I wasn't a Biden supporter, okay? I had to do the lesser of two evils. And anybody wants
to... Are you still a Biden supporter?
I'm not. Look, dude, I'm a Bernie Sanders squad supporter. I'm all out progressive caucus. If you're not in the progressive caucus, whether you're a Democrat or Republican, what do I got to say to you, man? I'm trying to save nature.
Well,
I'm trying to create freedom, man. Because you know, you and I, we grew up.
Humanity.
You and I had
humanity.
Right. Well, there's not much humanity going on right now when you got people that are spewing, you know, racism and bigotry. And I mean, for crying out loud, look at where Trump came from.
We live in the greatest country in the world. You're still, man.
The greatest country in the world. Well, here's the thing.
The black.
I got another call, but you know what? You call back again. We'll do some more of this. But I mean, you know, I got to tell you right now, Clay, that or CJ, that they, you know, this other countries don't look at us that way. You know, you'd have to go to another shore and watch it, I guess, to see it. But you know, to defend Trump or you know, act like he's better than Biden when, you know, like I'm disappointed with all of this, right? I'm disappointed in politics because it's politics. And until we all take it personal, and I don't mean personal because of the color of our skin, but because of the decisions these people are making. It's horrible, man. I mean, we grew up in a great time, CJ. We had the white privilege, you know, whether you want to admit it or not. We did things that if we were brown, we'd have never seen it. No, we wouldn't have seen freedom, man. Not like you and I have had. Anyway, we'll talk later, man. Thanks for calling. And I'm going to go to my friend Claudia. How's it going?
Hi, it's going great. Good show.
Thanks.
I'm with you. You know that. I'm so progressive.
Right.
And I think one of the problems with the Democratic Party is that they cannot get loose of the Clinton Club old-timey Dems. They got to go. They shouldn't be influencing elections like that Nina Turner election.
Yep.
Hillary candidate.
Obama
won.
Can, like, just sit in his big mansion now, too, you know? I really don't.
Oh, he's a movie star now.
Yeah, I'm sorry, man.
Really
I'm sorry that when he and I met, he didn't understand that I was all in on Fight for 15 and he was just talking it. And I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Well, he wasn't a great president.
Right.
He was better than some. But let's face it.
I don't think he was a good president.
He wasn't.
Personally.
No.
Okay. And Biden is a surprise because he is. It's like Biden is. Realizes the gravity of the situation,
yep.
And I was not a Biden person.
Yeah, for people, for anybody to be complaining about Biden right now, it's kind of ridiculous. I mean, he's trying to get us out of the war. He's trying to, get a budget for all of us that work that have been skipped over how many times? I mean, that first COVID relief, people like Robin Voss taking $298,000. That's unforgivable.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be forgivable.
Yeah, it's unforgivable. And, I do think he's doing a good job against all odds,
right,
without any help. But he still stumbles,
sure,
because of this Clinton Club old-timey Dems. And, for example, I'm going to tell you how he nominated Rahm Emanuel to be the
right
ambassador to Japan.
Right.
This guy is a pugnacious bully. He covered up the Laquan McDonald murder for a year, and he was he fought with the school down there. He was a terrible mayor.
It was called vulture capitalism.
Negative.
His group, those vulture capitalists, destroying American jobs and shipping them over to, he went over to that factory of that dumbass that has Foxconn, right? Bragged about how, they have to put up barbed wire because everybody wants to get in. No, that was to keep them from getting out, and they had to put nets in because people were jumping out of the factories, killing themselves. This is who Wisconsin did business with, okay?
And the Democrats, they need to move forward. We don't need 88, 89-year-old Dianne Feinstein. We do not. There is a time for you, and it has passed. And you need to get off, exit stage door left, and let some younger people get in here. The democracies around the country or the world that are, strong, they have more than half women in their bodies, and their leaders are like in their 40s and 50s.
Yep.
Now, I don't want presidents in their 70s. I'm sorry, it's too old.
It's gotten old, hasn't it? I mean, are they the ones that are, nobody in their 40s, 50s, or 60s can make decisions as well as they can?
They could do a better job.
Yeah, and we've seen, I don't care if Biden stumbles on a few words when he's trying to talk, if he's beefing up the policies that I believe in, right? Taking care of the people.
I agree. Yeah, because, and I don't even want to use the name, it was word salad all the time, okay?
He's got such limited vocabulary, man. It's outrageous.
He's a lunatic.
Yeah, did you see that at this?
He is so harmful to this country, this individual. I'm not kidding you.
Right, so he's doing this fight thing tonight, Claudia, and they were asking, who would you fight if you had a chance? And he goes, I certainly wouldn't want to do one of these boxers, right? But he said he'd put down Joe Biden very, very quickly. Who talks like that?
He couldn't put me down, okay?
I could put him down.
And I'm like half his weight.
Yeah, right? No, less than that, I'm sure.
He's never been in an actual fight in his life.
No, he's a bully, and he bullies from afar,
and
he uses wealth and power to do it, and then he has his followers, and people can call in and debate with me that they think that, Trump was a better president than Biden. Everybody was a better president than Biden, and that goes down to even that goon that was the Confederate president, Jefferson Davis. Did you see that guy at the Capitol?
Better than it. right?
Yes, better than it. Yeah. Jefferson Davis was the name of the guy that led the rally at the Capitol this week about unfair elections and stuff. We got to get to the bottom of this. Jefferson Davis, you can't make that up.
Trump was the biggest traitor in this country. Benedict Arnold looks like a schoolboy.
Exactly. Thanks He's for calling. We're done this
love
week,
you,
folks.
Mike.
Yeah, I love you too, man. Devil Radio, 92.7 FM, outside the pizza box. Signing off, man. See you next week.